And it came to pass in the sixth week, in the seventh year thereof, that Abram said to Terah his father, saying, Father. And he said, Behold, here am I, my son. And he said, What help and profit have we from those idols which thou dost worship, and before which thou dost bow thyself? For there is no spirit in them, for they are dumb forms and a misleading of the heart. Worship them not. Worship the God of heaven, who causes the rain and the dew to descend on the earth, and does everything upon the earth, and has created everything by his word, and all life is from before his face. Why do ye worship things that have no spirit in them? For they are the work of men's hands, and on your shoulders do ye bear them, and ye have no help from them, but they are a great cause of shame to those who make them, and a misleading of the heart to those who worship them. Worship them not. And his father said unto him, I also know it, my son, but what shall I do with a people who have made me to serve before them? And if I tell them the truth, they will slay me, for their soul cleaves to them to worship them and honor them. Keep silent, my son, lest they slay thee. And these words he spake to his two brothers, and they were angry with him, and he kept silent. And in the 40th jubilee, in the second week, in the seventh year thereof, Abram took to himself a wife, and her name was Sarai, the daughter of his father, and she became his wife. And Haran, his brother, took to himself a wife in the third year of the third week, and she bare him a son in the seventh year of this week, and he called his name Lot. And Nahor, his brother, took to himself a wife, and in the 60th year of the life of Abram, that is, in the fourth week, in the fourth year thereof, Abram arose by night and burned the house of the idols, and he burned all that was in the house, and no man knew it. And they arose in the night and sought to save their gods from the midst of the fire. And Haran hasted to save them, but the fire flamed over him, and he was burnt in the fire, and he died in Ur of the Chaldees before Terah his father. And they buried him in Ur of the Chaldees. And Terah went forth from Ur of the Chaldees, he and his sons, to go into the land of Lebanon and into the land of Canaan, and he dwelt in the land of Haran, and Abram dwelt with Terah his father in Haran 2 weeks of years. And in the sixth week, in the fifth year thereof, Abram sat up throughout the night on the new moon of the seventh month to observe the stars from the evening to the morning, in order to see what would be the character of the year with regard to the rains, and he was alone as he sat and observed. And a word came into his heart, and he said, All the signs of the stars, and the signs of the moon, and of the sun, are all in the hand of the Lord. Why do I search them out? If he desires, he causes it to rain, morning and evening, and if he desires, he withholds it, and all things are in his hand. And he prayed that night and said, My God, God Most High, thou alone art my God, and thee and thy dominion have I chosen, and thou hast created all things, and all things that are the work of thy hands. Deliver me from the hands of evil spirits who have dominion over the thoughts of men's hearts, and let them not lead me astray from thee, my God. And establish thou me and my seed for ever, that we go not astray from henceforth and for evermore. And he said, Shall I return unto Ur of the Chaldees, who seek my face, that I may return to them? Am I to remain here in this place, where the right path before thee prosper it in the hands of thy servant, that he may fulfill it, and that I may not walk in the deceitfulness of my heart, O my God? And he made an end of speaking and praying, and behold, the word of the Lord was sent to him through me, saying, Get thee up from thy country and from thy kindred, and from the house of thy father, unto a land which I will show thee, and I shall make thee a great and numerous nation. And I will bless thee, and I will make thy name great, and thou shalt be blessed in the earth, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed, and I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curse thee. And I will be a God to thee and thy son, and to thy son's son, and to all thy seed. Fear not, from henceforth and unto all generations of the earth, I am thy God. And the Lord God said, Open his mouth and his ears, that he may hear and speak with his mouth, with the language which has been revealed. For it had ceased from the mouths of all the children of men from the day of the overthrow of Babel. And I opened his mouth, and his ears, and his lips, and I began to speak with him in Hebrew, and the tongue of the creation. And he took the books of his fathers, and these were written in Hebrew, and he transcribed them, and he began from henceforth to study them. And I made known to him that which he could not understand, and he studied them during the 6 rainy months. And it came to pass in the 7th year of the 6th week that he spoke to his father and informed him that he would leave Haran to go into the land of Canaan to see it and return to him. And Terah his father said unto him, Go in peace, may the eternal God make thy path straight, and the Lord protect thee from all evil, and grant unto thee grace, mercy, and favor before those who see thee. And may none of the children of men have power over thee to harm thee. Go in peace. And if thou seest the land pleasant to thy eyes to dwell in, then arise and take me to thee, and take Lot with thee, the son of Haran thy brother, as thine own son. The Lord be with thee. And Nahor thy brother leave with me till thou returnest in peace, and we go with thee all together.